I also don't remember when the last time we had like a intro, because I gave that shit up real quick.
Yeah, now we're doing the cold opener.
The cold openings, and I think it works out, man. I really like it. So, Mikey B.
Yes, sir.
This is a prime example of that cold open right there. You want to let us know what's going on in the news?
Certainly, but before we get to the news, Josh, it's time for another quiz.
I gotta ask you that before we start, so I don't like try to like ease us into the news, and I let you, you know, be game show host Mikey B for, you know, the time being to start.
Yes, sir.
You might take over the new intro, dude. You might have to like come up with like a little jingle of how you're gonna start out the quiz question segment. Or we can just find some good sounds on that Soundstripe website.
Yes, sir.
No plug. Alrighty. What do we
got? But it is a great source for
yeah,
music
for sure.
And sound effects. Okay, here we go. What is the official animal of Scotland? I will give you some clues. It's mythical in nature.
The Loch Ness Monster?
That's not a bad guess, but it's not. It's a unicorn.
It's a unicorn. Okay, so here's what I can't. That first of all, that's fucking wild that they have a fucking unicorn as like their mascot. Mm-hmm. But because the first thing I thought lambs at first might have been like a Scotland thing. You know what I mean? Like
that would have been a good guess if it was. I would think that if it was like a like animal in real life.
Yeah, because don't they like eat haggis and that's like guts, like sheep guts?
I believe so.
But yeah, and then I was like, okay, for some reason I just thought of Nessie during that. So there you have it, folks. Scotland is a unicorn and all things magical. So big ups to Scotland. Mikey B, now that we know that Scotland loves unicorns.
So true.
What's going on in the news?
The biggest news event was Nintendo a few days ago had its Indie Showcase, which is called Indie World Showcase, and it dropped a lot of gems. So I'll just kind of go through the list, and then if anything's, you know, spark conversation, we will, you know, have that convo. First one, Road 96. That is the game set in the 90s when you're going on a road trip and you're interacting with a whole bunch of people, and based on your interactions, I believe the story and your story will change. It has a really cool art style, and it looks different. It's procedurally generated, so you'll meet random people on this road trip. It seems like there's a counter on the left screen, so it seems like it's possible that you're like in this like Groundhog Day time loop. That like you continually go on this road trip over and over again, and as you go on this road trip over and over again, you meet new people. So it's definitely a unique idea and one that I'm excited for.
I love this, man. We talked about this briefly when it first kind of debuted, but this whole idea of this game, man, just like I don't know why it brings me a lot of joy? Question mark. Just the fact that like you know you're kind of going on this journey, and you know what else it reminds me of, which is going to be super weird, but it kind of reminds me of the Goofy movie, man, where like you're making your way cross country to, you know, this big fishing event, you know. Mm-hmm. But instead you end up going to the Powerline concert, you know. But it's just like the fact that you're hitchhiking, and I feel like it's just super unique, like a nice storyline to it. And if it is like, you know, Groundhog's Day, it's like how fast can you get to your destination, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm for sure digging this, and I'm going to try this game for real.
Up next is Aerial Knight Never Yield. And shout out to Great Marky, because Aerial Knight is his Instagram handle, Twitter handle, and his social media handle. So he's a guy who made this game, and you will definitely know it because it's on the title. This is a 3D runner set in futuristic Tokyo. Tokyo, and has a soundtrack from a bevy of Detroit-based artists. It's an endless runner. It kind of goes from this neon cartoon style, then almost into there's some special levels that gets into kind of like 8-bit Nintendo style. And there's a demo available right now, and the full game comes out May 19th. I like this one. I enjoy an endless runner. and I enjoy, you know, great music. It has a kind of a hip hop, lo-fi, jazz soundtrack. So it's clicking all the check marks for me. This is definitely a game I will definitely demo and probably talk about it on a future episode.
Yeah, man, this is dope. I like the art style to it, and like, you know, some of the music even from like the trailer is kind of gets you in the mood to do this. And I wonder like how long this game is. Only because, like, you know, you can only do so much with runners, as we've seen with like Super Mario Run and shocking Crash on the Run. So I like that the runner style is still kind of trying to be a little more, you know, available in these times. But yeah, I mean, this could, you know, like I said, maybe the soundtrack takes you to the end, or like maybe like, you know, the really different art styles and like worlds take you to the end without it getting like dull like the runners do. So definitely waiting to hear what you have to say about it.
Next up is two games from Annapurna. They're coming to Switch. One is called Last Stop, which features three intertwined stories with a supernatural bend into one. That comes in July. And then the other one is called Hindsight, which is the spanning life of a woman's life from birth to present day. And that will drop later in the year. You. Moving on. Based on that sound, we're going to move on to a title I think I'm very excited for, because I think we both really enjoy skateboarding games, no matter what style they come into. And Ali Ali is coming. This is the third in the Ali Ali series. There's Ali Ali 1 and 2. And this one's definitely taking a different dimension with a more 3D style and a definitely a updated graphic style that kind of looks like Adventure Time. So this game is going to be called Ali Ali World, and it's coming later in this year. And this game just screams a game that we're both going to enjoy playing for many hours.
Yeah, sign me up. 100%. First of all, the Adventure Time style game is just, I love Adventure Time. Which would, what was the world, the game that we tried last time that kind of looked like it? It's like Snacking World or like Adventure Game or something.
Oh, Adventure Pals.
So it's kind of like Adventure Pals, but skateboarding. That's what it reminds me of. And I'm excited to play this, man, just because I haven't, like, yeah, I have like a really high standard of skate games when it comes to skate. But when it's like something so simple as this, I could really find myself enjoying it. Just like the Apple Arcade one.
Skate City.
Super simple. But this looks like that, but like on a little more higher developed, you know. Higher developed platform, I guess.
True.
Yeah, this looks dope.
It does. Very excited about this one. Next is a game called The Longing. You play as a character named Shade that then sets them loose in the caverns of various underground kingdoms, and you're trying to find your way out as they wait for 400 days for their king to wait in real time. I don't have much to say about this game besides that I kind of, the graphics style I like, it reminds me of a Nickelodeon cartoon that I can't quite put my finger on, but it kind of has that like that 90s Nickelodeon vibe. I can't remember the cartoon I'm thinking of. But
is it Invader Zim?
Oh my God, it kind of reminds me of Ah Real Monsters.
There you go.
It reminds me of Ah Real Monsters, those yellow eyes. Reminds me of the main character, one of the characters from Ah Real Monsters. There we go.
I don't know the names. I was trying to be cool and flex that 90s muscle I had, but I think one of them is like Oblina. Like, I don't know why Armpit keeps coming up into my mind, because he had like the fucking eyes and the armpits out. Or his name might have been Crumb or some shit, but I could see that. I thought of like Invader Zim, just because with like the oversized heads and like the small bodies. This looks really boring, but I feel like it could be really cool. Just because like even looking at the trailer, man, like he's not even doing a lot. Like he's just walking around.
Yeah, it's like how you're gonna pass time. So there's probably more to this game than meets the eye, but the trailer.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Like, okay, dude, like, I'm just already kind of annoyed that, like, I'm watching the trailer and, like, he's walking up these stairs and, dude, he's taking his sweet-ass time, man. And I'm like, oh, my God, I need you to kind of pick up the pace a little bit and make this game go by a little faster. But this looks kind of like a dull, what is it, Shovel Knight, where you're just kind of traveling like these underground, you know, like hidden palace looking things. So we'll see. I mean, I would love to try this out just because, like, it sounds like I'm really annoyed of it just by kind of talking like he's like walking super slow. But I wonder what it's all about.
That's true. There's good mystery to the game.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the gameplay will be.
Yeah. And like now I'm like curious and I really wonder what you could get yourself into, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well played, game. Well played. I see you. I see you. All right. What else we got?
Next up is a game called There Is No Game, Wrong Dimension, which is a point-and-click comedy game where you go through various video game universes. So I'm looking at the trailer. I look at a level that looks like Super Nintendo Zelda. I'm seeing another level that looks like an NES game that I played. So it's going through various genres of video games in a fun and humorous manner.
I don't know what this is about, man. Like, I know the trailer just is not really, like, helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't think any of it is helpful. I like the style of it that, like, you're kind of going through, like, a bunch of different, like, eras of games. But, like, is this just supposed to be, like, a fun mini game thing? Or is there, like, an overall, like, bigger point to this? Or
like a story to it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unknown currently.
You know what, man? Like, again, this mystery, man. The mystery of what this game could be. I'm intrigued. Because it also kind of gives me like a little like Mario Party for like the 64 vibes with like those like little like mini games.
Mm-hmm.
So like this is intriguing.
Color me intrigued. Next up, a game that we're very hyped about. Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge is the side-scrolling beat-em-up inspired by retro titles like Turtles in Time. This game is coming out later this year. And yeah, we think we talked about this a couple episodes ago, but seeing the trailer in action again, yeah, this is hitting all the nostalgia vibes that I remember playing in this game in the mid to early 90s. So yeah, this is definitely a winner for me.
I think this is my most anticipated game of the year. Honestly, like, I know Mario Golf is
coming
out.
Sorry, Halo. You got dethroned.
Yeah, Halo just... I don't want to kind of go off on that tangent right now, but, like...
You don't have to.
Like, this game just, like... Yeah, you're right. We talked about it before, and, like, it hits all the right spots, man. Like, this is just something that, like... You know, even trying to find Turtles in Time, you know, even to get it for the Super Nintendo is kind of not the easiest task at the moment to find, but, like, I just love the beat-em-up and, like, the four-player co-op and, like... This is it for me, man. Like, this is what, at the moment, this is what I'm really looking forward to. And I just want it now. I'm just really excited for it. So I'm patiently waiting for this. And
we'll be getting it soon.
If I get myself a copy of that Turtles in Time, it might change, but that'll do for now. So
on to the next one. Not the Jay-Z reference I was hoping for, but certainly a Jay-Z reference that it is. Next up, Crisis Tales is a gorgeous action RPG that has a demo available right now. So this is another game that I might have some more thoughts about, but this game is dropping on July 20th. And I think we said this off mic, but almost all these games have incredible, unique, and beautiful art styles. So shout out to all the video game artists. They are really... doing something special.
Yeah, and I even like just like briefly we talked about it, but like I wonder why that is, man. Like, why don't like some of the first title or, you know, games like very not detailed out like this, but like there's just something so simple about like this art style, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks gorgeous.
Like storybook-esque.
Yeah, man, and it's just like they really took their time to really, you know, put this together, and it looks stunning, man.
Mm-hmm. No
the doubt game, the gameplay is like I'm 50-50 on it, just because like we were watching the trailer. But this looks awesome, art wise. So,
next up, I think it's a game more in your vein. This is gonna be a tough one to pronounce. So let's give it a go. Getsu Fum Den Undying Moon. Wow, that's a mouthful. It's coming out the Switch next year. This is a Rogvania 2D action game built around highly strategic martial arts style combat unfolds across a beautiful underworld inspired by traditional Japanese art.
This reminds me of the Lion King side scroller game for some reason. But yeah, it's got a lot of violence. I love it, of course.
Okay.
Okay, you know what, man? Like, yeah. Knowing that you've played Hades a lot, does this look like a side-scrolling Hades? Like, did you watch the trailer?
I'm looking at the trailer now. Yeah, a bit.
It's very gruesome, and like you're in like this.
I'm looking
underworld.
At these like big monsters that you're fighting. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, this looks cool, man. This looks cool, but I don't know if I would try it. Is my thing.
Like, yeah, this definitely feels like a demo is needed to get me like the full understanding of what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, for sure. Because I feel like this could kind of get old fast, too.
Mm-hmm. Next up is Aztec Forgotten Gods, which is a 3D action-adventure game that tells the story of a young Aztec woman on a quest to pit her against the colossal ancient deities. This is out this autumn.
Yeah, this one looked pretty cool, too, man, from like a kind of like a design standpoint. Like, it's got that. It reminds me of like Final Fantasy.
Yes.
It's got like a very nice, like super futuristic fighting big monsters and your oversized sword stuff.
Yep, yep. That is so true.
Looks cool, man.
Next is Skull, the Hero Slayer, which is described as an action-packed roguelike 2D platformer for the ages. Wow, quite the promise. Yeah, this is another game that kind of hits on that. Like, hey, do you remember 16-bit games? Do you like those 16-bit games? Do you want them to look a little prettier? Then here you go. This is another one in a long list of kind of 16-bit retro action platforming games.
Yeah, kind of taking like the Moon Knight. Shovel Knight style game where it's just like overly aggressive attacks and stuff like that.
But one of the unique things is like based on that different head you wear, you get different. It's like that's your power up. So it kind of has that like Kirby vibe where like based on like what Kirby like would suck into his stomach, you would have those different power ups. Skull the Hero Slayer also has a similar thought.
This looks cool.
Here's a game we're probably not going to talk about that much, but let's give it a go. Art of the Rally is a strikingly stylish top down racing game. So if you like, rally, you know, SUV kind of cross-country racing games, this is something that you could be interested in.
Yeah, we can kind of just breeze through this one because it's whatever, but the one thing I will say is I love the overhead like mechanic to it. That's pretty much about it. Like, I have really zero interest, but the fact that like it's not right behind you like a regular like racing game, and this reminds me of what's that old Nintendo game where like you're riding the car and you're kind of shifting this way and you can get like on the back of trucks and like
the micro machine game.
I don't know.
Well, you look that up. I will move on to another title. This is called Kiwi, a chaotic postal puzzler that's starring a tiny Kiwi bird named Jeff and Deborah. This is set to debut in August. Shout out to the birds. This is at least the third or fourth bird-centric game that's coming out in 2021. It's definitely the year of the birds for video game-wise. You have the game that you're thinking of, Josh.
I do not, just because I'm having a hard time putting my thoughts into words at the moment. So the Google search kind of sucks. But like it had like a Knight Rider sort of vibe, and then you can do like the oil slick, and you can kind of like you're being chased by other cars in traffic, and then you can either do that or split into a bike, and then to pass the level you kind of jump into the trailer of a truck.
I know that the oil slick and the Knight Rider thing does give me a better understanding. I still cannot think of the game, but now I kind of feel what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. Road Fighter, I'm seeing a couple images of that. I see this one picture, but I don't know if this is it.
I am moving on to the next game.
Go for it.
This is called Labyrinth City, which is an adaptation of a child book series called Pierre the Maze, the Detective. This is coming out this spring. This is aimed players on a puzzle adventure across a gorgeous hand-drawn city in the bid to recover the mysterious maze stone. This game literally looks like if World's Waldo was a video game.
That's exactly what I thought.
That's
too,
the vibes I'm getting. Like, it's like, so I'm, you know, this is, I'm gonna say I'm intrigued. Color me intrigued. This one could be a winner.
I like the way it looks, but I don't know if the story would really help me get
Fair
through
point.
It. You know what I mean? Like if that that skull game kind of looked like this, you know, kind of give sure. like the Where's Waldo, it could be really dope. But like this, like I don't want this to like to rub anybody the wrong way, but this looks very like Jumpstart, learn how to read book style like game, like
sure,
like it just. And this kind of goes back to, like, you know, you have games that are indies that look beautiful, and this one just looks like, not that it was rushed to get out, but, like, maybe this was the one game you made in college, you know? Sure. Like, it's just not fully there, but it works for presentation, like, points, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the whole fact that this is a mystery, like, I'm watching some of this stuff, but, like, it could be easy to get yourself lost in this world, though, for sure.
Next up is this is kind of a unique game. It's called Weaving Ties. It's a unfolds across the immersive textile landscape with Zelda-like dungeons. Explore various dungeons where, with players needing to develop nifty weaving abilities on their flying dragon as they find out to make progress. This is kind of an interesting game because you're definitely doing some weaving. I'm looking at a lot of these stages, but you're also flying on a kind of dragon / Pokemon type character. So but you're definitely weaving and you're definitely picking up different weaving tools and different weaving tool sets. So I've never seen a game based on weaving before with these kind of action elements because you are fighting different, you know, various creatures in these dungeons. So shout out to them. This is an extremely unique idea for a game. And it comes out in May.
Oh my God, I don't know. Okay, yeah, definitely major unique points for like this style of game. Definitely never really seen anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
So big ups to them. This looks interesting. Maybe my grandma would like it. I don't know. Like she likes to do shit like that. But so, you know, good for them. So the game I was thinking about, mm-hmm. we're gonna jump back. It's sure. called Road Fighter.
Uh-huh.
So Road Fighter is the side-scrolling car game that I was thinking about. You could do like oil slicks and shit like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now I'm looking at a screenshot of myself. I hear you. I see that.
Yeah. So this is the game that I really dig too. But you know what, man? I'm going to be, again, 1,000% honest, and that's how we do this shit. But I don't remember why I was looking that up.
Oh, there is a game called Art of the Rally. And we looked at a trailer of Art of the Rally, and that sparked that memory of you playing Road Fighter.
Yep, there you go. We bring it back full circle, and I couldn't have done it without Mikey B.
Speaking of nostalgia, House of the Dead is getting remade and as a remake. So if you remember playing this game while you're waiting for your movie to start, yeah, this is it. This is, you know, the classic light gun shooter where, you know, trying to rack up a high score before your movie starts. So yeah, this is coming out later this year. I'll be interested to see how it converts to console where you don't, unless they're gonna give you the light gun attachment. It's gonna be interesting to play this with a classic disc controller.
Here's the thing, man.
Sure.
We kind of shit on this last week, and I could be kind of maybe convinced a little bit to bring it back. But if this came with like instructions to make your own gun with the cardboard shit,
I would
love that, man. This or like a time crisis, and you can make the gun, dude. Holy shit, that could be awesome. I think that could be fucking dope to play this game and you just attach the stick to it and, you know, you're back at it, like at the movie theater. Sounds like a great time to bring the cardboard back. But
yes, sir.
Like I said, if I don't know if I could play this with the remote. You know what I mean? Like,
I think you need the light gun. I think you need that experience.
Yeah. Or, hey, man, this is the perfect time for them to, you know, announce maybe a Time Crisis remake because that would be sick, too.
I think depending on how well this does, we might get one. We might get that.
And then if they're going to remake all the games from the movie theaters, that means in time, we're going to get another Crazy Taxi. So
that'll be cool.
Sign me up.
Next up. Wow. Another game with a mouthful. Ender Lilies, Quietus of the Nights, described as a dark fantasy Metroidvania fairy tale. This is making its way to the Switch on June 22nd. And yeah, it has a cool art style. It kind of reminds me of Ferngully's a little. Like this main character kind of reminds me of the Ferngully movies a bit. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely getting those.
I will move on unless you have something else to add to Josh.
Yeah, the Hollow Knight stuff, or what is it? The Shovel Knight side scroller. Yeah, this looks beautiful too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a great, beautiful looking game. That could be the theme of this. That could be the title of this segment. Is this indies, man? You're killing it with these creatively beautiful games.
Which I'm going to write that down because that's what we're going to call the episode. And when we can knock these out during the episode, I feel great. So we're going to call it Beautiful Indies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's next?
Next up is a game that is giving me some heavy Pokemon vibes. Because your goal is to photograph beautiful wildlife. And the beast, this game is called The Beast of Miravala Island. A budding wildlife photo photographer can embark on an adventurous journey across the magical ecosystem of this island as you discover amazing creatures. So interact with animals, obviously snap photos, and discover the mystery of the island. This game comes out in June. This game is called, once again, Beast of Miravala Island. So, hey, if after you get done playing Pokemon Snap next month, if you want to have another Pokemon snack adventure, you know, this one's will definitely be up your alley.
Which will never make it there because Pokemon Snap is not something I want to play, to be 1,000% honest with you. Cool. I never really liked the idea of just going to take pictures, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, every game gives you the option to photograph stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. So this is definitely a no for me, dog.
Gotcha. Final two games. This one's a classic. This is, if we're talking about indie games, this one deserves to be in the Indie Hall of Fame. If you ever saw a movie called The Indie Movie, this game was featured on heavily. It is called Fez. It's a puzzle platformer. This game has been out in the wild for the last 9 years. It's been on almost every console I could think of. It's playable on your phone. It's playable on your tablet. It's playable on your, if you want to dust off your PS3, your PS4, or you probably even your PS5, it's kind of been playable everywhere in these last 9 years. And it's finally coming to the Switch. It's on the Switch. So it was released that day, April 13th. So if you ever want to discover what the hubbub about Fez is, you could play it right now on your Switch. And the final announcement. The one more thing was Oxenfree 2. Lost Signals. This is obviously a sequel to the acclaimed narrative adventure from Night School Studios. It follows the events of the first game as Riley returns to her hometown, where she has to solve mysteries revolving around yet more radio signals. Yeah, this is a really cool game. The first one, actually, like I said, it's kind of a horror mystery kind of teen game where you're like a group of like college kids just hanging out on this abandoned island. It's set in the early 90s. That's why I think it's set in the 90s. That's why the radio is still, you know, relevant in the story. And as you're kind of like hanging out on this island, weird things start to happen. And then you discover that the radio signals can teleport you to another universe. So it's kind of cool. It's wild. So yeah, it's definitely a game that I would recommend. And Oxenfree is another game that's been out for so long that it's available almost everywhere now. If you want to play it on your phone, you could. So it's another game that's been out for a while and it's available. So if you want to, you know, soak up the story of the first one before this one comes out, I would highly recommend it.
Dude, sweet, man. So two things. For Fez crawled so Captain Toad could run, first of all, because that's exactly what that reminded me of. That looks cool, man. Like, just the fact that it's got such a long history that, you know, it's been, like, acknowledged throughout the indie world as, like, one of the top games. It looks really cool, man. Like, mm-hmm. It's so simple, yet it looks complicated, you know? And, two, Oxenfree looks awesome, man. holy shit. I love just like the how eerie it looks and like how like you still get like the static interference where like your whole screen kind of like buzzes mm-hmm. and like, oh man, they just it's, that one kind of does it for me, man. That one's cool.
Yeah, that was out of, that one. Yeah, exactly. I'm really hyped about Oxenfree 2. If I had like, of all the games I'm hyped for, it'd probably be Oxenfree 2, Ali Ali World, and then the new Turtles game. Those would be like my top three out of these announcements that I'm really super excited to see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely Oxenfree and Turtles for sure are, nice. You know, my takeaway from this, which is really, really awesome, man. Like, cannot get over that. And I think I would try that Skull Hero Slayer game. I think that mm-hmm. would be my top three just because that one looks super interesting with, like, the changing of powers of heads, you know?
True.
And Ali Ali is the second one, so I think we're yeah. fighting for third.
No doubt.
Sweet, man. Nintendo's yeah. really coming up.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. And that is the news.
That's the news, folks. And we will catch you guys next week with more news.
See ya.
Console Boys are out. See ya. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you really are missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast related episode wise, go to gamingcounselpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.